Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for staying with us. So last night, you may remember a conversation that I had with the CEO of the Office of the Health Standards Compliance. They jointly with the Health Ombud released a report yesterday on the state of Helen Joseph Hospital. Now, this is on the back of a video that went viral when Tom London went to Helen Joseph, was unhappy, and a couple of things happened. So the Office of the Health Standard Compliance went and did their own investigation, as well as the Health Ombud. They released a report. I struggled yesterday to understand at which point who gets involved when there are issues and who takes responsibility. Now, the Ombud has given the Gauteng Health some recommendations to get its house in order. But I don't think we've seen this for the first time. So to help me understand really clearly what's going on here and what is possible is Jack Bloom, who's DA Shadow MEC for Health in Gauteng. Thank you so much for making time for us, Jack Bloom. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, good evening. Good to be with you.
I must say, as I said, I'm genuinely a bit confused about who takes responsibility when. So I'll give you an example. Yesterday we spoke to the Office of the Health Standard Compliance, who gave us a breakdown on and when and how they go and do inspections on hospitals and the kinds of reports that they produce and so on. I am still confused, Jack Bloom, when those inspections happen. And I don't know, there is non-compliance. Who then takes responsibility at that point to assess whether people then do the right thing to get back on track?
Well, look, it's the problem is that they make recommendations, but they don't have the ability to enforce those recommendations. And I can tell you the example of the sister hospital to Helen Joseph Hospital. That's the Rahima Musa Mother and Child Hospital. The hospitals are very closely associated. And 2 years ago, there was a Health Ombuds report You'll remember there's a scandal, really, with the CEO at the time and a doctor who blew the whistle and she wanted to suspend him. It was really appalling. And Health Ombudsman did a very stirring report with clear recommendations and clear time frames. You know, this had to be done within 2 months, that in 6 months, and, you know, some of them were even within 2 weeks. Now, the present reports that we've got are also quite emphatic in saying what should happen within a strict time frame. But let's just look at what happened with the Rahima Musa report. That was actually 2 years ago, and I tracked it in the legislature, asked questions, and the latest reply I got was that there were 44 recommendations, of which 22 they claimed had been completed, and the rest they claimed were in process. You know, now this is 2 years later, and just about all of those recommendations were supposed to be completed within 6 months. And one of the most important recommendations, I thought, was that there should be an appointment of a forensic auditing firm to examine the management of Rahima Musa Hospital. And that was supposed to happen within a few weeks, and it still hasn't happened. And, you know, I think I know why, because, you know, they would discover some horrendous things about the management there and why the particular CEO was appointed when she was clearly unsuitable. So, you know, the problem is recommendations can be made. The Zondo Commission made recommendations. We have lots of commissions that make recommendations, but it's just the executive authority alone is responsible for carrying that out. And when the executive authority is the Gauteng Health Department, well, you know, this is a department with a very poor record, and unfortunately they don't do what they should do.
So Jack, the term enforcement, which is one of the terms that they use as part of their mandate, the health standard compliance, is it then used loosely? Is it something we should actually completely scrap from their mandate?
Well, you know, they do standards as well. Part of their mandate is to assess, you know, whether hospitals are suitable for the NHI or, you know, whether they meet certain standards. So they've got like a certification standard. But I agree with you. The word enforcement can only be used very loosely because they have very few powers. I mean, the one power is they can say, well, you're not certified to be a, you know, a provider in an NHI, so I suppose that's a power in itself. But if they make recommendations, they don't have any way to enforce it. That's the tragedy of all this. We've too many very good investigations that are never, you know, fully carried out. I hate to tell you this, but I think that any investigation, you know, made lots of very good recommendations, and that was years ago, and even some of those have not been carried out. And of course, not a single person has been prosecuted for the 144 mental health patients who died in the life of said many disaster. So, unfortunately, we have this problem in the country with a lack of implementation of follow-through and a judicial system, I'm afraid, that is very slow, and a prosecutorial system. So, in general, the law is not enforced.
You know, I'm struggling a little bit, Jack Bloom, because as I talk to you and many other colleagues here, I'm struggling to understand where we actually can move to get people to account. So earlier on, we spoke to another official in Ekurhuleni, and she was telling me that there's a thing called service delivery call center. And I was wondering how many people in Ekurhuleni know about this service delivery call center and how many people actually use it, and if it's ever checked on, and if people actually account. We have the Health Standard Compliance Office, which, you know, will come with recommendations. They will come to check when they can come and check. That's the first thing. They will come and check. And yet they can't even enforce anything. So at this point, do we just rely on the goodwill of the Department of Health in Gauteng when they say, we will look into it? And that's the end of that.
Well, you know, at least we can expose it, the lies, quite frankly. And let's take the Rahima Moosa reports. I asked a question late last year of the Premier's office, and that's where I got the information that only half of the recommendations had been implemented. Now, the Gauteng Health Department has said that they are going to implement the recommendations here, but that's in the context of a department that's actually run out of budget. Their budget is probably going to be, their deficit by the end of the financial year at this month is probably going to be close to 10 billion rand, as a result of which they've frozen all appointments, they've frozen purchase of new machinery, and suppliers aren't getting paid. Now, I was interested to see one report they talked about a shortage of food because suppliers had not been paid.
Yeah.
And I can tell you now there are five doctors whose contracts are supposed to be terminated at Herman Joseph Hospital, and these doctors are in the casualty department, the notorious casualty department.
Why?
Why
are they supposed to be terminated?
Well, because officially the department posts and cutting posts. Jeez. Actually, because they don't have enough money. Now, I presume that in this particular case, and I hope certainly that will be reversed and that these five doctors will not have to leave at the end of the month. And I'm also told there's another four doctors in the emergency department, sessional doctors, who are also supposed to leave next month. So the problem you have here is that, yes, the department, because it's been in the in the public space and there's a high level of scrutiny, will probably do something at Helen Joseph Hospital in the short term to improve the situation. But what about the other 36 hospitals? Because the reality is that you could do an investigation of any of the 37 hospitals and find the same sort of thing. You'll find shortage of staff. You'll find poor attitudes of doctors and nurses, which is another problem that's been identified there. You'll find certainly crumbling buildings. That's what you'll find. And, you know, you can't single out one hospital when the whole system is dysfunctional. So you talked about accountability. Well, you know, we have a premier who makes a lot of promises, and the DA has now been saying for some time that, in fact, if Premier Lesufi wants to actually fix the Gauteng Health Department, he's got to change the people who are causing the problem. He has a health MEC who likes to do some publicity stunts, but in fact doesn't deliver the goods, and a head of department that Premier Lesufi appointed middle of last year. He was the acting head of department for a long period before that. The head of department is being investigated by the SIU for allegedly participating in a $10 million bribe to influence a tender. Now, you know, in what universe do you appoint someone who is actually being investigated by the SIU? And this is in a department that is notorious for corruption and inefficiency, a department where a brave whistleblower was murdered, Babita Deokaran. This was because she was exposing the corruption at the Timbisa Hospital. You just have to really despair sometimes, because whenever they do disciplinary cases, they take forever, and people, you know, can get suspended with pay for 2 years. And then what happened in the case of corruption at Timbisa Hospital, the chief financial officer was suspended for about 2 years. She got her huge salary for 2 years doing absolutely nothing. And then shortly before the disciplinary inquiry was supposed to conclude, she was allowed to resign. So basically, nobody's been criminally prosecuted. That's the lack of consequences. Yes, eventually there are disciplinary proceedings, and people might be fired. There were, in fact, five dismissals after a very long disciplinary process for the 500 million rand. I mean, that's a huge amount of money that was wasted on the Anglo Ashanti Hospital. There's some measure of accountability, but you can see it's very grudging. And what I think they did with these officials is they were the scapegoats, because, you know, I honestly can't imagine that they didn't do this with high-level collusion and that there were politicians who were benefiting from it. That's the reality of this thing. Accountability, ultimately, in a democracy, takes place at the ballot box. And people need to scrutinize, which parties are delivering and which parties are not delivering, and how to clean up corruption. But my conclusion, look, I've been in the legislature since 1994, so I've seen the Gauteng Health Department start to finish. The wheels came off in 2009, and Brian Schlongwe was the MEC for health then, and eventually he had to go. But that criminal case, and it involved billions of rands of money, has still not been concluded. So, I mean, let's take it that 15 years ago, corruption in the Gauteng Health Department 15 years ago has still not made its way to the court. So I think there's a culture of impunity. And what happens is that if you clean up one circle of corruption, I think another circle of corruption comes in. That's what I think has happened. And there's mafia groups there. There really are. If you look at what Jeff Wicks, the journalist, did with Visa Hospital and covered a whole web of connections, fake companies, people, you know, a web of one person controlling maybe 20, 30 companies. They all put in bids for contract bids and made hundreds of millions of rand out of this. So there's syndicates there. The stakes are so high that they murdered the beat. So I'm afraid I don't think that the report has been reformed. If there was another Babita Deokaran there today, she'd also be silenced, unfortunately. So the tragedy, of course, is that Gauteng should have the best health system in the entire continent of Africa. We have no fewer than four top-class medical schools. We've got superb people. And if you put the right people in the right places, I think we could turn around the Gauteng Health Department. But it starts with hospitals. You know, CEOs of a hospital is a very responsible job. They can have a budget of 4 billion rand. In the case of Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, 6,000 staff. The Auditor General last year wrote to the Gauteng Health NEC and said that three CEOs had been irregularly appointed and they weren't properly qualified or experienced. So this was three of our major hospitals, Steve Biko, George Macquarie and Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, which collectively have a budget of more than 10 billion rand. Now, there's no consequences for any of this. The Auditor General regularly gives a scathing report every year on the Gauteng Health Department, and they promise to fix things up. But every year, in fact, the Auditor General says there's been lack of consequences for officials who don't do their job. And that's the real problem. So I think, look, we've all got to become more vocal. I think at election time, people should scrutinize the promises, and if parties haven't delivered, then I think they should suffer at the polls. We are in a government of national unity at the national level, which I suppose is an experiment in progress. We'll see at the budget tomorrow what we're all waiting with bated breath about whether we get
Don't be so gloomy, yeah. Jack.
I sort of think we're not getting the 2% VAT increase. So coalition rule is an experiment. But at provincial we don't have coalition rule at all. It was ruled out by Premier Lesuthi, and I think I'll tell you why. The DA got put in charge of any one of the major departments, I think you'd discover so much corruption and double dealing. They wouldn't want the DA or anybody else anywhere near this. That's my theory, quite frankly. So that's the situation we have, and now we live in a city called Johannesburg, where the president, who lives in there as well, I'm also laughing, suddenly discovers that the city is a fair disaster. The traffic lights don't work, the street lights don't work, the potholes all over the place. You know, there's potholes with a bit of a road around it, and then suddenly decides that he's surprised and something has to be done about it. So we have to impress the G20. You know, I wish you'd want to impress the people of Libya, not foreign businesses. Well, sorry, I'm going in a bit of a rant, but we all live in this city, and city, and nothing works.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much for that. TA Gauteng Shadow Health MEC Jack Bloom.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.